Welcome back to the Divine Sovereign Being podcast, everybody. My name is Jace.
And my name is Alexis.
And we're very excited to be making a show again. It's been quite a few weeks.
Yes.
Since we've put out anything. So we are very happy to be back. It's been a very eventful couple of weeks since we've been on here last.
Yeah.
And if you follow either of our channels, which obviously if you're watching this, you follow at least her channel.
Yeah.
Then you've been watching probably all of her updates and getting some of the scoop of what's been going on. But yeah, I will be posting this on my channel as well. So to all of you that are watching this on Cosmic Origins, welcome. This is the podcast, the Divine Sovereign Beings podcast that I do with my beloved Alexis, and we've been putting him on her channel because she has more of a following than I do.
And our website. DivineSovereignBeings.com.
I should put it on my channel, so we're just going to put it everywhere we can. So her channel, my channel, the website, wherever. So
what do we generally do in this podcast as a little overview?
Well, it started by us. The original idea is that each of us were going to bring a couple of links to relevant things that have happened, and then we would not tell them to each other beforehand,
yeah,
and we would discuss them. But that turned out to be kind of hard because, you know, we spend every hour of every day together, and so to not tell each other things that are happening is kind of hard.
It's hard to surprise each other, but also we're in a time right now where both of us feel very strongly that some topics deserve to be spoken about, and it's a little bit more serious in the world. And we're trying to bring a lighthearted nature to the community. Both of us are in the disclosure community in a way, and we're trying to disclose all of these hidden truths about science and spirituality, basically. So we thought we would make the show to be lighthearted and toss in those things and make each other laugh. And we've definitely done that, and we're going to do that in the future. But in today's show, we've worked together. We know for the most part what we're going to be talking about. So
yes.
One other thing that we do here with this particular project is we highlight a conscious creator in our community who is making something physically or digitally to basically be of service to humanity. And we've been working closely with a particular couple that has been making their own medicine because they have their own ailments, and then they've made it the best that they can for themselves, and now they're distributing it to other people. And we are so very lucky to have been able to work with their medicine as well and use it with our bodies and with our animals even, which has been really cool because, I mean, it's such a universal, almost a very universal medicine, and it's been so helpful. Like, people are literally getting off their diabetes medication. People are finally getting relief to their fibromyalgia, and it takes some time to have this. Basically, it's a supplement in your body. It's feeding your system. And so what
this is, because we haven't said it yet,
yeah,
is it's CBD oil. And our
full spectrum CBD oil.
That's right. Full spectrum CBD oil. It's from our friends, close friends brand called Hopewell Farms.
Yeah.
They are a local mom and pop business that do, like she said, full spectrum oil. So what that means is that you're getting all of the cannabinoids of the plant. A lot of the oils that are on the market, especially the ones that you would buy from like the store or, you know, larger places, aren't full spectrum. They're isolated CBD. And not only is the extraction process a little more sketchy with that, but you're not getting the whole benefit of the plant, right? So with like any plant medicine, you want the whole benefits of the plant. You want all the compounds. So what they do is that they keep all of the cannabinoids in their process. And it's third-party tested and totally, completely federally legal. So it's like, it's really good stuff. And it's the only stuff that her and I have ever tried as far as CBD that we can actually feel what like is happening. Like I've never taken CBD that I've actually physically felt it. And I'm not saying you get high from this.
No.
It doesn't have enough THC to get you high, but you feel the body relaxation on a very tangible level and you feel the stress fade away. And all of the things that people, you know, use cannabis or CBD for, very, very, like, quality stuff.
I like to compare it to sometimes where, you know, you're really, really thirsty and then you have that drink of water and you get this intense, like, this wonderful relief and it basically changes the chemistry of your whole body. It's not as drastic as drinking a glass of water after you're that thirsty, but it really does feel like you are ingesting something that your body really does need. Mm-hmm. And it is very grateful and graceful with it. I don't notice any sort of like, I don't notice it coming on or leaving. It just all of a sudden, you know, you just kind of feel better. You just feel like you're in a good vibe. Your soreness and whatever that maybe you are dealing with, because we both handle a deal with a lot of soreness, weirdly enough, but they say that's a common thread for people who are using their nervous system a lot and their brains and so on and their muscles. And so
the other thing they do, sorry to interrupt,
go
you.
Ahead.
The other thing they do is that they make sure that you're getting
yeah.
the full amount of whatever concentration you're buying. So what a lot of these brands will do is that they, through their extraction process, they'll end up with, say, like 1,000 milligrams. Like this is 1,000 milligram concentration. And so they'll have 1,000 milligram solution, but only half or sometimes even less than half is actually the
1,000.
The cannabinoids, the essential part. The rest of it is like the other oil that they use, like coconut oil or MCT oil or whatever. And that's pretty standard when you do the extraction process that you only get about like half or so like purification, and the rest of it is the other oil that you're using. So what they do to compensate for that is that they will actually go in and add more to their original batch so that you're actually getting what they're advertising. And they don't have to legally do that, and most places don't legally do that. They just misinform you, and you'll get a 1,000-milligram bottle that'll only have like 500 milligrams of actual CBD oil in it.
Right.
So that's not something they need to legally do. They do it because
they
it's
care.
Honest, and they actually care. And
they want to help people.
They get really good results from all of their customers. So
yeah.
We're saying this because we honestly believe in this product and what it's done and what it's done for us and what it's done for Apollo. And it's been really, really useful. And to just show you what they got, they have this oil and they have them in the different strengths. We've got the 1,000 milligram right here. They've got some salve, which they just stocked up. I use the salve all the time. I just burnt my hands on some frying oil. I put that salve on it, and it didn't even hurt at all. And my finger is, like, pretty gnarly burned.
Yeah.
And because I put that salve on it, I think, it hasn't been physically hurting, even though it's pretty gnarly looking. So they've got the salve and the different oils and then pre-rolls for CBD only.
But for people who have, like, more serious pain and daily pain, it is recommended that you do a higher milligram per, like, amount in the bottle, because you're going to get a higher concentration, and then if you're taking it on a daily basis, they have a Facebook page. You can actually physically reach out to these people because they genuinely are dealing with their own symptoms and have been using their own medicine to work on this, and it's been fantastic. It's very touching to hear their own story about it. So
yep.
We'd recommend you go to their Facebook page and as well as their website. If you'd like more information, contact them.
We'll put them down below.
If you're trying to get off your meds and so on, maybe China's not shipping your meds out here or whatever issue you may be having, it's an incredible opportunity for you to move over to more of a more natural solution for giving your body that vitality that it actually is craving. So we're really big fans. We're really grateful. We're really happy that they exist and that they're doing what they're doing. If you are a conscious creator and you would like to reach out to us and have us talk about what you're doing for humanity on our show, we'd be honored to have you. And we're just trying to make this platform an opportunity to spread the word, really.
And as a bonus, in our most recent shipment, they sent us this super awesome Trump 2020 bill.
Yes.
Now, of course, it's not real money. But it looks like it.
It's got a front and a back.
Yeah, it's got a back too. It says Trump 2020. It's got his face on it. It's really funny. And they told us a little bit back, like maybe 2 weeks back, that they would send everybody who paid an order, who bought something, that they would send them a free 2020 Trump bill in the mail. So hopefully they still have some of those. I guess you'll have to get there pretty
quick. If you'd
quick.
Like this piece of artwork in your home like we have, there is an opportunity, a little bonus. So there you go.
Yep.
It is a divine piece of art. It's very, very relevant for the times.
I think it's hilarious.
The currency change.
We had it on our altar.
Yes.
I keep putting it in front of Alexis's face.
We put a lot of stuff that people give us on this altar in our house where we basically just send everybody who's given us stuff really good vibes in return. And we walk past it and light candles and incense and play music. And
do I look like I'm Trump? Wearing a
thankfully,
green
no. But yes.
Well.
So we have a lot we want to bring up and talk today about. So
yeah.
Would you mind if maybe we do like a short, like, quick summary list of the things we want to hit and then
yeah.
we'll jump into it?
So I wanted to talk about with you some of the things that I talked about in my last video and just kind of get your perspective on them. So mainly
okay.
the, I want to talk about the Space Force.
Great.
Their first mission into space and what they put up there.
Okay.
Hopefully we're not getting too much of an echo here.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure this
I'm
out.
Like
first
hiding my mic away from you.
I want to talk about Space Force first mission. I want to talk about the Trump COVID task force briefing where they brought the military guys up and they had like them talking about the militarization of what's going to happen. I know you talked about that in your most recent video too.
Yes.
So we can discuss that a little bit.
Okay.
And let me check my links.
There
real
is this
quick.
Very small bug on my... On my, oh, there it goes. Bye. Tiniest bug I've ever seen.
We're going to talk about the white rabbit. That's a big one. We're going to talk about white rabbit.
We're going to talk a little bit about astrology in this one. There's a big astrological event going on tomorrow, so we wanted to add that in there.
And Tiger
and
King.
Tiger King.
We're going to talk about Tiger King because we watched it. And
from Netflix, if you're unfamiliar.
It was hilarious.
So if that all sounds intriguing to you, stick around and we're just gonna get started.
So
take her away.
The Space Force first? Then?
Okay, let's do Space Force first.
So you guys, if you watched my most recent video, in the very beginning, I talked about the Space Force basically has had its first official mission into space.
Yeah.
So they sent up a satellite that will complete a new military communications network for the military and military intelligence. And this is the last satellite in their new constellation of satellites to be put up to complete this new network, which replaces the old one. So
right.
The first thing that I thought of when this was all happening was Q and how Q had talked about over a year ago how certain intelligence satellites were being brought down from the deep state. And people were assuming CIA networks, but we don't really know. But some kind of deep state military communications or intelligence communications were brought down over a year ago, and we found out from Q, and Q called some of those satellites Corona. So
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so it was all like Corona 4 down, Corona 3 offline, Corona 2 offline.
Oh my God.
Right? So get this. So they were Corona, and the other name was Snow White.
Okay.
And Snow White is apparently a name given to the intelligence organizations. That's like an official internal name they use because I guess each of the agencies, I think it's each of the agencies, or there's maybe subgroups within the CIA, but there was an official thing where they had named all these segments of the intelligence groups after all the Snow White dwarves. So there was like Sleepy and Dopey and Sneezy and whatever. I don't remember the rest. But isn't that crazy? So they took those offline, and then Corona. So what are the chances that it was called Corona and now we're having the Corona issue?
Yes. I mean, let's be honest. Since QAnon has come out like late 2017, most of us, like right in the beginning, they're basically like, it's going down. It's going down soon. And we're going to tell you what's going to be going down. And they've been telling us all about these satellites, all about communications, all about financials, all about people getting arrested, all about children being saved and people from, and all the trafficking situations and code names for these people and code names for these people and how these people are satanic and how these people are pedophiles. And it's like, it's really been really intense. And ironically, we knew about all these things before QAnon came out, but QAnon replayed all of this information and captured so many more people into the narrative and into this information that it's been phenomenal. And now it seems like so many more people are at peace and feel a little bit more confident about what's going on. But so many more people right now are even waking up to Q, right as it's literally in the heat of the moment. And it's still relevant. They're still posting, I think. But a lot of us have been like kind of sitting here almost, impatiently waiting for this to kind of happen. So now that it's happening, I almost feel like a little bit of a burnout. Like I've been waiting so long and hoping that it's real. And I'm glad to see what's going on is going on. But now the rumors are really intense. And
yeah, so like taking that back to the Space Force thing.
Yeah.
Because you're segueing into something
Sorry.
That I do want to talk about.
I got ahead of myself.
But I want to go back real quick.
Okay, okay.
And then we'll get there.
Okay.
Just keep looking at our mic volume. So hopefully they're doing okay. So that communications network that was taken down.
Yes.
The Alliance, the good guys, the White Hats, have been building a new one. And it seems like that this new Space Force launch is... I mean, they're saying officially that it is the last satellite in the constellation of the new network. So what I'm seeing
yes.
is that this old network that was taken down, that could have been some, you know, that evil 5G network in space that a lot of people have been talking about.
True.
I don't think that what Space Force put up is that.
No.
And I know some people might be concerned about that, going, oh, we don't want more, you know, frequency-based satellites and stuff in space.
They call them extremely high frequency.
Yeah.
It's what I saw.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because they call the Schumann resonances the extremely low frequency.
So that's where I think that these satellites
which is cosmic radiation, by the way, extremely high on the spectrum. It goes into cosmic radiation. Goes from like gamma into cosmic radiation.
So it makes me wonder what they're actually doing. Like,
well,
I don't get a bad
higher
feeling
vibe
about
stuff,
it.
It seems like.
Yeah, well, literally higher vibe
literally.
Stuff.
People are scared of the 60 hertz, though, that they're going to get ripped apart by 60 hertz. But...
Like man-made or real?
Man-made, obviously. Because there is real...
Is that 5G?
Yeah, 60? I believe so. I think that's what I've been seeing. It's hard because I'm watching a lot of stuff circulating about all of these things. And like,
yeah.
I had a general idea on how it was going to go down. And then now I'm watching how it's actually going down. And it's not... Like, not all the dots are connecting the way I thought they would. But then again... And again, like I said, there's so many rumors and disinformation being spread like crazy. But in a way, I think it's also awakening people. Like everything that is coming out is true to some extent and has been going on for a while. Like frequency, like you said, these satellites and the other intelligence agencies, they've been using satellites and they've been using frequency weapons and they've been messing and doing all these experiments underground, above ground, in our atmosphere, off planet, probably, likely. that's what's going to be coming next in all of the madness, in my opinion, is all of the space stuff. So to hear in the thick of this whole thing that the Space Force has completed their own communication network, which I also read can go and be, the communications can be received in places the old network could not reach.
Interesting.
Which could be the inner earth, basically.
Yeah, or like
or wherever
those underground military bases that have been taken back mm-hmm. for the good. Those yeah. could, you know, they're probably gonna keep using some of those.
Oh, so. I feel like it would be a waste of money if they didn't use them for something. But I don't really know what you'd need to use them all for. But maybe we're gonna need them.
I feel like that
they're there for a reason.
In the past, like, couple days, week or so, I've been really feeling like that there's going to be this new Earth internet system. And I've been really, I know we've both been talking about for a while, like, what's going to happen in the internet? Is the internet going to disappear?
Right.
Are we going to get a revamped version of the internet? Are we going to have a, like what's going to happen to it? And I've been really feeling like that they have been working on, and that right now is a very pivotal time for the new Earth internet. And I think it's very likely going to be a quantum internet. I know that's been tossed around a lot. Like, and quantum would mean that it's like technically outside of the limits of time. So, you know, if Q was done on the quantum internet, like whoever the Q team was, if they had access to the quantum internet, that would mean that they could make posts outside of time, right? So that would explain a lot of those Q proofs and synchronicities
yeah.
and the multidimensional level of it, right?
Yes, that's true. It's
especially if there's ETs involved.
The Q and 17, because 17 is Q, it's the 17th letter. We see them like synchronicities, like we see 111 or 1111 or 444 and things like that. So it's been like constantly in our face. Like we've mentioned before, that this is important and it is a part of our, it's a part of our flow. Because every time we are like in flow and we're having conversation, it's like, bam, right in our face. And we're like, oh, wasn't expecting to see that again. What does it mean? So we have reason to believe that this is a quantum thing, a multidimensional operation. So we're just having fun with it. Like I don't know if that's insensitive, because I know a lot of people are not having fun right now, but there's times when I wasn't having fun.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun to, you know, get your university degree and then have the market collapse because it's an oil or petroleum based dollar and, you know, lose all my savings having and like working in a as a hostess in a restaurant because the only job you get, and you realize everything you just invested and you're in debt was all stupid and all a lie, and that there's a space force and like all this technology that you know you can print food basically like you don't need restaurants.
Well, that's where it's like the more that you're attached to the old paradigm and the more that you've
yeah.
played into the old paradigm, which it's not necessarily your fault because that's the system we were born into.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, it was a slave system. And the more that we were attached to that slave system, the more that the collapse of it is going to really affect us.
And the more that you participated knowingly that you were doing harm or
yeah,
other people weren't, you know, you were getting the upper hand on other people, it's
yeah.
not going to go well. And that's going to have to come to an equilibrium. It's going to need to be corrected. Just because that's the way the water flows, in my opinion. So that's happening. We're seeing it on a huge level. And it is astrological. There's definitely, yeah, astrology going on. I wonder if those satellites are going to help us, are involved with astrology. That just came to my mind. You think that it's possible, you know, they're maybe
that
tracking.
Would be, yeah, that would be really interesting.
I don't know. Easier to communicate with people outside of our planet.
They do call them constellations of satellites.
I know, that was so strange. I was like, okay, we're getting to star language here.
That's very interesting. Would you mind maybe scooting your mic over this way a little bit? We can fill out the frame and then also get our mics further apart.
Well, that means I have to move.
Sorry, I would move, but I can't move anymore.
Let me just be
perfect.
Off frame. Is that good for you?
I just want to make sure we're not getting
I'm in the shadow and the sun's going down.
Because we're always trying to avoid the echo, and then we're always getting the echo.
Okay, what's next on our list here? We gotta keep it rolling.
So, well, you were just talking about the dollar collapsing. So,
okay,
that was making me think about, like, recently I've been thinking a lot about that, and like, you know, the Federal Reserve, our personal banking cartel, has basically been taken over by the alliance and by the Trump administration. And I go into way more detail on this on my most recent video, so check that out. I'm not gonna like dive as deep into it. Because I don't want to be redundant.
But okay.
Basically, the Federal Reserve has been taken over by the Treasury, which is good. It means we have our sovereignty back in terms of money. We're not being run by a private bank.
Right.
And they're essentially like draining the Fed dry of everything that it has and giving that energy back to the people before they dismantle it. That's what I'm seeing happen.
Yes. Because they're still writing checks. They're wanting to do it.
And it's like fake money. But isn't it interesting how fake money can have a very tangible effect on people's lives? Like if we get a $1,000 check in the mail, we can go buy food for that today. But maybe not, you know, 2 months from now.
Yep.
Right? So there's all this fake money that they have to do something with. So it might as well give that energy while it's still in potential to the people. And then dismantle the system, and then we can get dollars like this one that don't have a Illuminati eye on the back, maybe. But maybe, you know, I'd prefer like a whole new bill would be cool.
Or even digital, like or make digital. It all digital.
And well, they announced that
as long as no one's got to implant anything under my skin, right. We're going to just skip that part. But
well, we've been thinking about that a lot lately, too. I've been doing a ton of research into cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and that kind of stuff, which I used to be super opposed to and like kind of judgmental about, because I didn't really understand it. I was just kind of like, oh, it's in the internet universe, it's less tangible than real money, like it's not even like a bill, even though this bill doesn't mean anything, at least it's paper, right? And cryptocurrency is just like algorithms. But I get now, I'm starting to get why it could be very beneficial to us, and it has to do with, well, the sovereignty of it. And the fact that it has a fixed amount. So the good thing about the gold standard is that there's only a certain amount of gold in the world. So you can't just make more gold. And then when
you can.
Well, now you probably, you can.
I know really, they can do it.
But technically, you can't make any more gold.
Well, gold only standard's if, crap because they can make gold. Yeah. Well, and we would have differing opinions about the cryptocurrency too, because I still feel like it's a little bit sketchy. And I personally didn't ever think I was going to be participating in it until it got really convincing. But you have been feeling a pull and a draw, and I've been, you know, holding space as politely as I can for that, because I believe in you and what you want to look into too, and I want to support that. So it's a bit of a risk for us in a way, because I don't know how we can get it back. Sometimes you're like, well, you can pull it out whenever you want. I'm like, can you really? And so, I don't know. It is. But I think
the good thing is I only have like $80 in there. So if we lose that, we're not losing much. But I've mainly been doing it as like a research like mission.
You're true.
Like Spirit has been giving me a ton of synchronicity and like nudges lately to check out cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's like going to be around for the long run. Ultimately, I don't want crypto to be like the current way that crypto is. I don't want that to be the new Earth exchange. Like I think in the actual like say fourth density new Earth, we're going to have a very, very different system. But at the same time, that system could have a 5D internet, so to say, and our exchanges could occur through that 5D internet, like certain energy exchanges.
Right.
So I could see something like crypto evolving into that. But I can also see it going down a negative timeline. But that's also about the timeline that we're on and not necessarily the catalyst itself, right? So it could be a very good thing or it could be a very bad thing, but it depends which timeline we're all on.
Right. And watching now, like watching you do it, I realize how many people are actually already participating in this realm, and it's become even more popular.
Yeah.
So just my logic and like how I've watched things go, it seems like when there's giant groups of people working on something that it doesn't seem to go catastrophically for them, because it would be harmful to them. Yeah. It would be, I feel like it would do more harm than good to, because a lot of people are investing a lot of money. Like, we've met people who are investing a lot of money in cryptocurrencies, new cryptocurrencies, old, like experimental, whatever.
I think the market value is like, it's a couple billion, but I don't remember how many billion, but they're saying that with the way that the economy is going, this is outside of all the like Alliance Q stuff, but the mainstream crypto watchers are saying that the way the economy is going with the Fed printing everything, that crypto value could increase by like 1,000% Bitcoin value, because people are nervous that the Fed is printing all this money and they're like, we don't want fiat money, which is good because we should all be moving away from fiat money. So the people are taking the power into their own hands. They're not waiting for the powers that be to give them a new system. They're taking their sovereignty and they're like, I'm going to go put my money in this other system, which is like, you know, for the people, and it's not centralized. So it's not like anybody owns it. It's like actually for the people, by the people. And as long as the people want it there, it'll be there, because there's no central authority that can tell them no, except that now the federal governments are coming in and trying to regulate it, which is like,
okay, which that makes sense then.
Yeah, which is a good thing ultimately, even though the crypto people don't think it's a good thing, because, you know, there are a lot of criminals running it.
Exactly.
There's a lot of dark traffic.
I think
traffic.
It started in being dark traffic.
Probably, yeah. It feels
That's
like
why
it's being
I was
brought
like,
to light,
no,
though.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to support that. But
now that, like, our federal government has been taken over by good guys, if they're the ones regulating it, then it's a good thing. Because they'll keep it in check and they'll make sure it's staying in the light, which is important. But it's also important that it not be, that the money not be run by a world authority. You know, we got to have the money by the people for the people.
Exactly.
So that's the kind of stuff I've been learning about crypto. Like, but it's only been like 4 days since I've been really diving into it. But it's really interesting.
It's been longer than 4 days.
Since the 29th. The 29th is when I bought my first Bitcoin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's today's day four.
No.
Day five, six.
I'm like, it's got to be a week by now. He's like, I want to tell you more about crypto. I'm like, yeah.
She's been sweet, though. She's been holding space.
There's Fibonacci sequences, and there's waves, and it moves like frequency in a lot of ways. And it's a lot about the in and out of human behavior. And it is very fascinating, especially on like a social sciences level, in my opinion. But
I've learned
we're
going
to find out how the crypto world goes. Personally, we're now personally invested.
I've learned a lot about like the market, and like how the market is actually a reflection of our collective consciousness.
Yes.
Because I used to think that the market was just like a completely made up arbitrary thing. I didn't really understand like if there was a life force behind it or whatnot. But I understand now that it really is a reflection of the collective consciousness. Now, the market, of course, especially like the market, the stock market, was and can be manipulated, and definitely was. But with crypto, it's harder to manipulate the market, and it's more of an indication of just like where our collective consciousness is at in that realm.
Right.
When it comes to like that kind of energy exchange. And yeah, you're right. It's like there's all these frequencies, and like, of course, like the
math,
the market graph is like sine waves going up, down. And then you have microcosm, macrocosm reactions of those waves. So you have miniature waves by the minute, and then other waves by the hour, and then other waves by the day, and other waves by the week. And
there's a lot to look at.
It's pretty crazy, but it's like really cool. Like, it's been really fun to learn.
And I'm looking forward to reading the comments, because I have not brought up cryptocurrency almost at all on my channel personally. So
yeah,
if you're into crypto and you've got some insight on this, I'm looking forward to reading your comments for sure.
Or if you want to support us through crypto, we can take that now.
Oh, so I never even thought about that.
See, there's a good benefit. So people who don't deal with regular money, if you have
Bitcoin. Crypto with our friends. with friends.
I'll throw our Bitcoin and maybe Ethereum address down below if you would like to support us that way.
Yeah.
But I would, if you are like me and were super unaware of this whole thing, I would like look into it now, because from all perspectives, from like spiritual and political and financial and disclosure, it's a very fascinating thing that's happening with cryptocurrency. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what direction it takes in especially the next few months.
Yes.
And the year.
The next couple of years. It takes a lot of work to redo a financial system, but I think it's been going on a little while. And yeah, the crypto world is also reflecting that, in my opinion. So it's a good place to watch, I think. So I'm glad you're watching. I feel good that you're watching, because it was a realm I was almost deliberately not watching. And I feel like it's important to like keep our eyes on these things.
It feels so, like I'm shining a light in a place.
I appreciate it.
Providing more eyes to study it through me, you know?
Yeah. We'll let you know if anything crazy happens in the crypto world. If you're not
like, invest right now. The market's going up.
You're gonna live stream in the bathroom. Oh, you have to invest. Okay. Well, who's next?
Woo.
How are we doing for time? We're 35 minutes in. Our parents were like, "Your videos are too long." We're like, "We love you."
Well, I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna like, at least with myself, I'm gonna try to make my personal channel videos more succinct.
Yeah.
And
same.
Then here on the podcast is when we can
flesh it out,
draw it out together, and go more back and forth
until the sun sets.
Yeah, except today might be a little shorter because the sun is about to go down and it's getting chilly. So we wanted to talk about this, and then Tiger King and astrology. What do you want to talk about first?
What's this?
This is the military stuff.
Okay, let's go. I'm just going to take a little bit of a break from the cartels and money and all that stuff, and we're going to talk about the astrology.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so today, as we're filming this, is April 3rd. Today, tonight, in the sky, you know, the constellation Pleiades, the planet Venus is going to intersect, basically go over top of the Pleiades. So their light and their qualities are going to be shining on us at the same time, like combined, basically, which I thought was super cool. So shout out to all of the star seeds out there who are like, I wonder what that's going to be like. You might have some really interesting dreams tonight, in my opinion.
I'm super interested to see, because so many of us have connections to both of those places.
Yeah.
So it's, to have
it
the
feels
energy
like it.
Funneling through.
It's a good combo, in my opinion. I don't honestly couldn't think of a better combo like off the top of my head. I think it's pretty awesome. And then tomorrow we have something that's happening that's super rare. I have a link to talk about it. I don't know if you'd mind pulling that up just briefly.
Oh, yes. Let me find it.
Pluto is going to be conjuncting Saturn. And I learned that Pluto was discovered the same year that Hitler rose to power, which was interesting. And so Pluto represents like a new government, a new, you know, kind of a new change that's going on. And so the last time that this happened in Capricorn, because many times Jupiter and Pluto have conjunct, but they've been in different signs like Libra, Leo, Sagittarius, so on. But for Capricorn, which is what's happening right now, Capricorn again is basically the sign of the institution and of like the hard worker and somebody who likes to keep to the institution. So we're getting major new shifts. Oh man, I think in my video I wrote Saturn, not Jupiter. Anyways.
Yeah, you told me
is
Saturn.
Is it Saturn?
You told me Saturn, but this is
Jupiter. I
feel
like I'm losing my noodle. I think it's happening. Maybe I have the wrong link. That would be embarrassing.
This is on February. Wait.
Maybe open a new tab.
Okay, wait. I'm going to switch it back to us.
Okay. Anyways, despite whatever planet it is, you know, I'm sorry I'm having a brain fart about this, but I remember and recall the information I've been hearing about this, so that's what I'm going to relay to you. Basically, this is a new beginning in the establishment that's going on right now. I'm pretty sure Saturn. Oh, it is Saturn. So I was looking up the wrong thing.
Well, this says Jupiter. This is today, but the Saturn one is from January 12th.
Oh, okay. Then it is Jupiter. So I did pull up the right thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hope so. Yeah. Anyways.
Look at these people. These people are happy about it.
They're having a great time. In my opinion, well, another thing that's happening tomorrow, so that's 4-4, April 4th, and this conjunction is happening. It's going to be a new beginning. It's supposed to be very epic. The last time that this happened, according to my research, hopefully I have it right, was in 1771. Mm.
1771. Yep.
So that's very interesting to see as well, because again, like I said earlier, we've been seeing 17 a lot and lots of sevens in general. So it doesn't surprise me that 771 is showing up right there and that we are feeling it. We are in the midst of a massive global change. A lot of people are quarantined in their homes because it's just like the less in the way you are, the better and easier this is going to flow. It seems like the peak of it or the portal of it is happening tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of people meditating. There's going to be a lot of people praying during this time. So I would encourage you to, again, put your vote in on what you want in your reality and your world, because we all have a say. I wish it is going to be love-filled and benevolent. And what else was I going to say? A new beginning and Jupiter and...
So, if I may...
The thing
that pops out to me about that, while you're thinking about that,
okay,
is like Jupiter's the biggest planet,
yeah,
and Pluto's the smallest planet. So even there, that dichotomy feels really big, because it's like the polarities are in alignment, right? Biggest planet, smallest planet, and we're getting a straight shot vector towards them. It's pretty cool.
People kind of talk about these times and they call them portals because of the actual magnetic and electromagnetic attachments that these planets have to each other, because everything's kind of connected. And when certain alignments and geometries of the planet and our planet and other planets and stars all kind of align, it allows certain flows between the sources to happen. So apparently this is going to flow something that we have all been waiting for, in a way, into Earth. And a lot of people are saying that this is kind of like the real dawning of the age of Aquarius, really the new age that everyone's been talking about. People have been making songs about it, you know, for decades, and on a larger scale, decades is a very small, very tiny increment of time, but we're really like physically watching this go down. It's really happening right now. I'm so happy and I'm excited that they're... Like, I'm actually watching it happen. It's almost unbelievable.
It is.
But I believed it back when I was seeing almost no evidence of it. So, and I didn't understand why I believed it so strongly and how intense it was. Like, I would have crying. I would just cry in my car, in my house with my ex-boyfriend. Like, I would just cry. And I just didn't know what was going on. Like, why I felt this was so strong and so real. And so I just got to send some love to that version of myself, even though I felt it back then. Like, it's okay, it's gonna be worth it. Like, it's real. And so now it's nice to talk to our friends and family who maybe didn't see it at that time and didn't understand where we were coming from, and now I believe that they really are seeing it. And I'm glad to be, you know, a compassionate friend and ally to other people who want to know more. And it's been really it's really beautiful to watch how people are stepping up during this time as well.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
You want to tie that into this?
To
this stuff?
Okay,
so with that and all these,
and like, what is happening,
yeah, like what's physically happening,
what am I talking about?
Oh no, a little gnat.
Oh no, you just killed
death on my hand.
The bugs are out. We try to be so gentle to all the bugs.
It just, and then
I feel
just
like
frozen.
I did that the other day and it was really traumatic.
So y'all might have...
I'm getting a flyover.
Nice little plane. What's up, bro?
We live right next to a private airport.
So this is like playing out super tangibly, I feel. So
what?
What's occurring with the astrology?
The Great Awakening?
Yeah.
The Aquarian season?
That's right.
Yeah.
Particularly 2 days ago when they were giving the daily COVID-19 task force briefing.
Yes.
If you haven't been like watching them, every day Trump gets on stage with Pence and the coronavirus task force team, the doctors, and they talk about the daily updates. And it's been really informative and helpful to have like that every day.
And it keeps people focused.
Yeah. And they've been putting some minor disclosure things in there too. And so 2 days ago, they started the briefing by bringing all these decorated military soldiers, or not soldiers, like generals and stuff, on stage and announced that the military was taking intense action against narcotics operations run by the cartels. And this was like super kind of weird if you don't know what's going on, because why would we need to get a military briefing at the beginning of our COVID-19 update, right? So we have a direct communication by the federal government that there's military operations going on and literally mass arrests, because, you know, 2-3 weeks ago they arrested 600 plus cartel operatives in the U.S. the biggest sting operation on cartels ever. 600 plus people,
that's a lot. And I'm now, surprised it's the biggest.
Yeah, it was the biggest to ever happen within the U.S. in one operation.
Okay.
600 plus people. I mean, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And that's just in the U.S. So, ever since they basically declared war on the cartels and called them a terrorist organization, they've kind of had the authority to be able to send the military to, like, take them out. And, you know, maybe there's some people watching this who are like, oh, this makes me uncomfortable, the militarization, like, we don't want war, we need to just make peace.
Right.
Well, that's very valid, but you have to remember that we are in a spiritual war, right? Like, we're not, this war isn't over. Like, we are in a very intense, multidimensional spiritual war against the forces of light and dark. And
is it, though?
I would say so.
Is it like a war in particular, or maybe
I would say there's a war going on over the planet spiritually.
Just like a rebalancing, maybe. Like less of a...
But what is balance if you don't have two sides?
Well, it's not maybe like, do the polarities really fight each other, or is it more of just like a way to catalyze growth?
I mean, both, right?
I guess so.
Both. Because you definitely have, like, the wars going back to at least, like, the Orion Wars.
Well, war is definitely a big thing in the DNA.
Super old karmic wars, which is something that our friend Simon Essler talks about on his show, Worlds Within, on Edge of Wonder. So shout out to Simon. Super awesome series.
It is.
And he talks about the karma from these ancient galactic wars that are playing out here on the planet.
Right. So the people who are more involved have more karma with this history. Probably.
Right. Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So they've been in it before.
But that's kind of like...
Including us, I guess.
No, I mean, I think if you are on the side of light, then you have been in the war, unless you're gray. And, you know, there's the analogy that they make in Star Wars, the gray Jedi, which uses both the light and the dark, and they stay in the middle. Well, if you're in the middle, you're kind of still using dark energy, right? And but if you're totally of the light, which I don't know where any of us fall on that, but if we're gonna break the scale down to like simple terms like light and dark, even though it's more complex than that, if you're totally on the side of light, then naturally the darkness is the polar opposite, and it's always gonna be there. Like, that's just the nature of balance, right? You got to have two sides to have balance. If you just have one side, there's no balance because it just whoosh, tips in one direction. So even if we had a, like when people say in the higher dimensions, there's no war and there's no fighting, that's all, in my opinion, that's all within the particular society and collective consciousness that you don't have that. But on the grander scale, there are still groups that are fighting those groups. I mean, even the Law of One talks about
this. Who are malicious.
Up until the sixth density, you have the polarization. And then near the middle end of sixth density is when the polarizations of service to self, service to others become one and the same and return to being a unified thing. But until then, you're polarizing, polarizing, polarizing in those opposite directions, and then they come around and become one.
So what is that considered? That's not gray.
No. That's like, well, this is where I'm saying that they're pretty much until you reunify with source consciousness, there is always a spiritual war because that's the nature of polarity. I mean, that's at least what I would say.
I guess maybe the term war is what's throwing me off.
It throws a lot of people off. It threw me off when I first heard Simon talk about it in that way too, but he really spoke about it in a way that I was like, yeah, you're right. People are afraid of that word war because they think about it in a very 3D context. But war is like, if you call yourself a warrior, you can't have a warrior without a war, right? Like, we're talking about a fight for good, a fight for light, a fight to rid the planet of darkness. That's a war. I mean, you could call it something else.
Like a fight?
You could call it a party. But it's...
Call it inevitable?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah, that word has a bit of context that not everybody vibes with. And, like, I don't like the word war either, because when we say war, we think of, like, earthly wars, like fighting each other over stupid things, like
yes,
religion.
Hurting,
but ultimately,
each other.
All of those are fractals of the macrocosm, right? So they're all one, ultimately. You can't, like...
Yeah, that's the one thing that I don't get as much. Like, why we fractal out into these realities where we're fighting and hurting each other. Like, that's what we want to do with our time. But I guess it's just some kind of way that we're learning something, well, I guess.
The way the Law of One explains it, that's just third density experience. Like, in the third density, in the third dimension, we have polarity within the same society, right? Whereas after you get to fourth density, you don't have separate polarities in the same society. Your collective consciousness forms because you're like-minded in your polarity.
Right.
And so within your society, there is no war. There is no darkness. There is no,
like,
shadow.
Major combating belief systems.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But in the third density, this is the most dense. This is the most amount
of... That's when they all mash together.
Yeah, and you get catalyst from that. Like, you get life experiences.
That makes sense.
The whole point is to catalyze you to polarize in one direction or the other. And unless you polarize light or dark, you're going to keep repeating the third density cycles, the way they put it.
Apollo's trying to catalyze me to let him out, so he can join the podcast, but I'm gonna be strong.
So
you saw the guys, they walk out, it's a bunch of military people. You're like, this doesn't look like health professionals trying to tell us about some little virus that everybody's scared of. They're like, we're taking you down, drug cartels.
Yeah, so they said the drug cartels are taking advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic. They said that we are at war with the drug cartels. They said that this is a, quote, critically important time for this operation. So, again, this is kind of the cover for the human trafficking and child trafficking and
drug
the saving of those operations.
Money trafficking and...
Because when you have drug trafficking, you almost pretty much have everything else
technology
tied in.
Technology trafficking.
Yeah. So when they say drug trafficking, this is just like, that's their...
It's an umbrella term. That's what I said in my video.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like, everything's underneath this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is annoying in my opinion, but that's okay. We're getting there.
And then they basically put out a threat towards anybody of the cabal, any dark force that would try to attack the United States at this time. Or smuggle, yeah. They said it would be a mistake with terrible consequences for any adversary to attempt to do the U.S. any harm during this health crisis or forever.
Forever.
Forever. He was very serious, which, well, I'm glad. I'm happy that he was serious about that statement, because I need him to be.
I mean, there's all these people that are reporting that all these children are being saved from the military bases, from the dumps, from the various trafficking facilities. And I know one of your theories that I feel like could be very possible is that these ships that they've sent to San Diego and to New York, these big Navy hospital ships, could actually be... where they're putting these trauma victims. And they've said that they're for trauma victims that don't have COVID-19, but they don't tell you what kind of trauma. So psychological, emotional, physical trauma from being in satanic ritual abuse, human trafficking could be, you know, fall under that umbrella.
But yeah, it's more of like physical bodily harm. People with physical bodily harm are being put into these hospitals. And when I saw them coming out showing pictures of these two white ships, I was so excited because I know I have, and many other people in the like disclosure community have had dreams about riding on a big white ship, like a big white cruise ship. And for me, it was like the 5D party cruise was what I called it. So,
you know, come to think of it, I had a dream where I was on a big Navy ship and I saw a disclosure happening in San Diego. And it was, they had just started to fly the UFOs out, and they were the old Nazi style UFOs. And we were on a Navy ship in San Diego. And that was way before any of this.
I know. And I'm sure, like, that's why I want to bring it up too, because I've talked to so many people about this similar item or dreamscape happening to them. And it seems like people have gotten it, and it's always like a good time. Like, for the most part, it's like exciting that this ship has showed up. And a lot of us are excited to see, like in your dream, literally spaceships and airships and so on. And I have dreams about those all the time as well. So it was just so exciting. Like, these giant ships, didn't really know where they ever came from. They're stark white, beautiful, like glowing. They're being paraded into these very high crime areas, and where there's a lot of like dungeons of shit going on, in my opinion, like New York and Los Angeles, right? Like, can you imagine really anywhere else in the United States where there's like people basically understand and know that that stuff's happening there? But
San Diego, not LA. Or maybe they moved it to LA.
I don't know.
Maybe they did move it to LA.
It's somewhere along there. It might be San Diego.
It started in San Diego, but they might have moved it to LA.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry.
Correct us if we're wrong, but yeah.
Also, they're making two more ships.
I heard. They're making more ships, which I was like, oh my gosh.
And when you're talking about the craft and stuff, when Trump first announced that there would be two huge, magnificent white ships before this was like a thing, I instantly pictured like two super big Pleiadian white light ships. Like, that's just what came to mind. And he's like, they're magnificent, these ships are huge, they're the best, huge white ships. I was like, oh my god, it's the Pleiadians.
Yeah, so I bet you the people working on those ships, their eyes glow a little bit more than other people's eyes, and like, their skin,
like that guy from Tiger King. Except he's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that is definitely going to be fun. I'm looking forward to jumping into that. But yeah, I've been having a lot of dreams and visions and information about children in specific. And like, children have been a big part of my motivator. And whenever I hear anything about child trafficking or anything, I'm sharing it. I don't care. It was probably the most like, you know, intense thing that I started sharing publicly. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I really don't care how you feel or about, in my opinion, like about what is going on and possibly happening to these kids, because I need to get the conversation going about this because it's so important to me. I just feel it like crawling under my skin all the time. Like, it just needs to be dealt with. So it's a potential that these ships are also taking children from like underground bases and dungeons and stuff that are in these towns, and they're being put there away from the hospitals in a safe place where they're guarded by the military to recover and begin giving their testimonies and so on. So it's a possibility. It makes me happy. I feel like there's also more going on with the ships, obviously. And this is like a 3D realm where these ships are coming in, and they're hospital ships, but like multidimensionally what they represent and so on. I've like gotten really excited about it. But potentially why I say that their eyes might glow and their skin might glow a little bit. I've noticed that people who are working on a higher vibration, or potentially, you know, maybe not even from here, that I've seen at festivals and I've seen around, their eyes literally like give off more light. And you can get that way from just eating a clean diet and meditating and being happy. Like, you can transform your body into that. We have that capacity. But when you see other people who are literally walking around and you're like, that person's eyes look like they're glowing, take a double take, because in my opinion, there's more to that story than what we really are being led on to believe. And so who else had glowing eyes was, what are you watching?
I'm just looking at the beautiful sunset looking over here. Sunset. I was considering panning the camera over. You mind if I do that? It's just so pretty.
Okay.
Oh.
Before we get into the juicy, juicy
beautiful
stuff.
Beautiful Sedona Red Rocks. Oh no, the camera's glitching.
Uh-oh. It's no bueno. You're moving it and now it's freaking out. Okay, so whose eyes were glowing was a character in the Netflix 7-episode series called The Tiger King, which I think was released and popularized at this time when everyone's at home watching Netflix for a very important reason. And I've meditated on this. I feel like more information is going to come. I'm looking forward to bouncing off this stuff with you guys because I feel like it was a huge expose in a way of how these people in the trafficking and exploitation like world behave. And some, it's like they mush together all these elements into these like three characters in the show, or like maybe 5, 6, 7 characters.
Three main
groups, who are like squaring off. They each have their own big cat rescue, but
super quick rundown.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll let you finish if you haven't seen it yet, and we'll try to avoid any spoilers, although nothing can really be spoiled with it.
It's okay.
It's a show about three different American big cat sanctuaries that have tigers and lions, and it's all this drama that plays out between these 3-4 different groups. And the main thing focuses around this guy named Joe Exotic, who lives in
Oklahoma.
And he's like this...
Now he's in...
Yeah.
He's
spoilers. Whoa.
Come on. We can't just talk about it.
That's a major spoiler.
People, you guys are adults. I feel like they can handle it.
I guess you do find
Don't
out.
Cry about it. Like everyone's talking about it.
The
if you're on
first or second episode or something. But anyway, continue. I just wanted to give that premise. So it's like this drama between all of them, but at the same time, it's like super disclosure vibes.
Yep.
And I'll let you explain why. I don't want to steal your thunder.
It's too late. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So what is it disclosing, in my opinion? It's disclosing, like I said, behaviors that are extremely common in people who seem to have gravitated towards trafficking. And a lot of them are, they try and frame, like, their own frame of reference on what they think they're doing isn't exactly what they're actually doing. So they're, like, misled by their ego and their own cognitive dissonance, basically. It seemed like all of them, that was the theme, was that all these characters felt like that they were helping big cats and helping tigers. And they were also had free will and they were able to do what they wanted with their property and with their resources. And so one character, the Joe Exotic guy, he bred and did cub petting. And apparently, if he's even a real character, like, I believe that the actors in here weren't the actual real people and that the real people are probably actually already in jail.
She's the real conspiracy theorist here.
I can see, I know an actor when I see one, and I know when they've made footage, like, it's hard to get a real person to do the things that they were doing in the footage they were getting, like, really. And it was really well done. I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying that they were acting. This was a written story. If you were only watching the writing of what they were saying, you could tell that it was more of a script instead of getting emotionally involved.
We've gone back and forth on
argued about this.
The logistics of how they could have actually been actors and how it would have played out. Like, if these are people, my biggest thing is, like, I feel like there was a fake element to it. Of course, all TV is fake in that sense, but this was supposed to be like a documentary. So it's supposed to be like, these people are supposed to have histories that you could technically date back, you know, years.
But we didn't.
But it's hard to find stuff about them online. So her theory is that they're totally made up. They're actors that they injected this into the collective consciousness at this time. But
it wasn't
that
even
nobody
that
would have known about them before. So if you've heard of any of these people from like years back, please let us know because it'll help us.
And they may even
understand.
Have gotten most of the data from real places, like, and the records of what they actually got arrested for, because they are cracking down so hard on trafficking.
Right.
So in my opinion, yeah.
So explain the correlation of trafficking.
We've got, basically, I was thinking right away as I saw the show, is if you replace the word tiger or big cat with child as an example, you could replace it with any living being, really. you would see that the way that they're talking about them is totally inhumane and totally controlling and totally messed up. But when we think about it as a tiger, we don't have as much of a relationship to a tiger empathetically. Unfortunately, seems like I'm not a tiger, so I can't empathize with tigers as easily as I can with a child. But all of them were having this issue and this drama that two of the characters were breeding and petting and creating a zoo and creating a revenue from breeding and showing and allowing people to touch baby tigers and then having big tigers in cages the rest of their lives, so people could walk around and this person could be a showman and be like, blah, 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 cool tiger, blah, blah, blah. And instead of it being a safe place where people were bringing their big cats, people who got arrested and they need somewhere for the big cat to go, and it actually being a healthy environment for a big cat, which would mean big open space, in my opinion, this was not an okay place for a wild cat to go. And then encouraging breeding was like, obviously that's bad. So you're breeding for your own gain of a being. It's just real bad. And that's what they're saying has been happening with human trafficking as well. And then we have the people who are being the sanctuary and are working with PETA and so on and being within the laws and the rules of, you know, looking after and saving these cats, but still, again, profiting and socially bolstering themselves on social media for their own gain, for their own ego.
That woman was like Hillary Clinton.
And she had huge Hillary Clinton vibes. The guy with the fancier zoo, his eyes glowed. He had white hair basically growing down to his butt. And then they also got into culty weird social things where what they would do with their staff. So like the one guy with the blue glowing blue eyes, that character, he was supposed to have some type of harem of women. So like he would bring volunteer women on at 17, and then if they had sex with him and became his wife, basically they could stay and help him run the zoo. And so he had some weird control structure there, which is extremely common in these cults and extremely common in trafficking circles and so on. It seems like those two behaviors seem to like go one-on-one because it's a control thing.
Right. So instantly when we're watching it, we're seeing this guy in particular and we're like, ooh, this is like, they're using this as disclosure. They're using people analyzing this situation with these guys, with the tigers and the groups, and they're using it to prep our collective consciousness for disclosures of trafficking and the occult connection to trafficking. And so like this guy that she's talking about, I think his name is Doc Antle, he had apparently done dozens of Hollywood movies with big stars
with
like
Dr. Tigers.
Doolittle, Ace Ventura, where he would bring his tigers and his lions
in. So that brings in the Hollywood factor.
Right, so he's rubbing shoulders with all these Hollywood people who are, of course, involved in that stuff. But at the same time, this guy looks super like Pleiadian.
Or something.
And I'm sure most of us, if you've like listened to Pleiadian channelings and that kind of stuff, have heard that Pleiadians, a lot of them have like big cats as familiar pets, like giant tigers
like
or lions. Yeah, like a pet dog, but it's your pet tiger.
And it's so, not even really your pet.
A part of me is like,
they're just there.
It's a
they're
familiar.
Roommates.
Yeah. It makes me think like, is this guy maybe on a soul level, this guy really is some kind of like Pleiadian,
yes,
or Lyran. And he chose to go through all this to bring that darkness to light. But he's maybe not inherently evil himself, but maybe he's done some things that are questioning the ethics of this kind of stuff. But also, you know, coming from a place like the Pleiades, that's kind of known to be like a free love kind of place, right? So it's very possible.
Well, I mean,
in these fourth density,
I can see it.
In plus groups, they're all kind of one thing, right? Like they're all one thing. I don't think monogamy is as, maybe in some of the groups, I don't know, but it wouldn't
okay, the theory
I don't
is
I don't know,
they could be free loving,
but
hippies
it,
and
it wouldn't
ladies.
Surprise me if like this guy came in and all the women who were his like, you know, wives, maybe they were all a thing on another dimension and they all chose to come in into this realm and stir up some stuff to reveal some darker stuff that was happening. And, you know, they have tigers and all that. I don't know.
So, like, soul group healing
Yeah, or he's an evil dude and his eyes glow because he's evil.
I think he's an actor, and so are all of the people and the wives and so on. But that's my opinion.
But, like, if they were actors, then what are the, where are the real people?
They're in jail. They're in jail.
Well, I did hear that in 2019 that this Doc Antle guy got his facility raided. So I don't know more than that.
And then
that,
they took a picture of the guy from the show and put it on the Wikipedia page. Like, I was like, come on, that's not really that guy. Like, I have a pretty strong feeling that those people might be real, but the people who are playing them are not.
Yeah.
And it was probably a sealed indictment or whatever. So they've had to, like, basically fabricate this information to try and keep things.
But what are the ethics of that? Like, if this is an alliance thing,
dude,
what are the ethics of faking that? Why not just be totally
entertainment.
Transparent?
Or
entertainment?
Yeah, entertainment. They do it all the time. That's what showbiz is all about. You just make it look real as possible so you can engage as much as you can emotionally and mirror their whatever, the information. But, and then we have the Joe Exotic guy, who is obviously the most flamboyant and enjoyable character. And he's apparently a homosexual man, and he has coerced almost these other younger men using meth and weed and other drugs to be his husbands. And one of them, I guess, kills himself. Spoiler alert. But that's part of the drama of the show.
Whoa, spoiler.
Sorry.
Jeez, I told them we wouldn't spoil it.
I'm sorry. It's not going to ruin the whole thing. If you're just turn this off, if you don't want to hear any more spoilers, because I can't put a cap on what I want to talk about. Honestly, I'm sorry, I don't have time. You know, are you offended? Okay, I'm gonna keep going. So Joe Exotic, he's a cool dude. There's other aspects of coercion being used and manipulation with drugs and. You know, also manipulating, both of them had an aspect of manipulating people before they were 18 years old. It seemed like that was a common thread, or like before 21, or before they're really in their 20s and really, you know, kind of have any idea about what they want to do with their lives. And they're, you know, drug addled people, which is such a common thing, I feel like, in the trafficking and like the crime realm.
Yeah, they bring people in with drugs.
Young people who don't really have a family or any sort of idea what they want to do with their lives.
And tigers, apparently. Tiger cubs, which makes me wonder, like.
Tigers.
Like, obviously, you were talking about the symbology of tigers representing kids, but also they were literally using tigers. Cubs in many of these situations to bring in women, like to bring in women for sex and other things like that. So the doc guy was using that, and then this other guy, Jeff Lowe, who took over Joe Exotic's farm, he was like a big federal criminal, and he
apparently
was in Vegas like shuttling baby tigers around in vans and would bring women into the vans, and then him and
his hotel parties
lady would like have like swinging orgies with like all these people because of the tiger cubs. So it's like the tigers were like the drug for a lot of those people to bring them in. And I'm assuming that in the real, you know, this is the real world in a way, but like in the darker underbelly of this kind of stuff, that they're using drugs and they're using things like that to bring women in. And oftentimes they're young underage women and children that they end up, you know, just like the movie Taken,
getting,
you know,
their jollies.
Yeah.
And they sexualize tigers. Of the characters, the Doc character and the Joe character, sexualized by calling them sexy. Like they were calling our tigers sexy. And I was like, no. Why? No. It was weird. It was like almost there was like a very like sexual undertone, an orange ray sexual.
They're
the orange tigers.
Right.
So it was very like it was a reflection and a projection of their own sexuality on these tigers and how they have their own sexual distortions because clearly they don't have healthy bonds with their sexual partners. They have to coerce them, which is not necessary. No one needs to do that. So. Yeah, and the woman, the other woman who, Carol Baskin, who they were like all hating on because she was trying to shut down their thing because they were making money off of breeding cubs, which makes sense to me. And I honestly agree that I was thinking a lot about it, and I might catch some heat for this, but breeding animals for any financial gain, or as primarily for financial gain. And I know people who I'm related to who did this. I have to say that I don't believe that it's right. And I already felt this way, but I think it's good to kind of just like put that note. I don't agree that it's okay. Even if they are endangered species, they should never be bred to be held in captivity. That just completely, it just completely loses its value in my eyes. So if you're trying to create a space for animals to be healthy and breed, just leave them alone in their natural habitats and like rebuild their natural habitats the best way we can. I feel like that's really the only ethical way to do it, because any kind of interference is going to throw off nature, in my opinion.
And I totally agree. And I feel like that there will be some kind of balance moving forward. Like,
they are making stricter laws.
They're making
animals.
Stricter laws. But also it's interesting that like there's more tigers. Tigers are obviously an endangered species. There's more tigers in captivity. There's like 10,000 in captivity and like 6,000, or maybe it was less, in the wild. And that's like, you know, so breeding tigers in that case is a good thing. And they made that point in the show. They're like, well, you know, they don't talk about how they're an endangered species and we're breeding them, so we're making more. And it's like, that's true. But at the same time, they're doing it just for the profit. Like, these tigers are being kept in pretty much small cages. They don't have like the hundreds of square miles to roam like they would in the wild. And they're never going to know how to do that, because they haven't been taught to do that. So it doesn't really help with the enhancing the wild tiger population. But I have a feeling that, you know, as we go through these shifts, that all of these animal trafficking, basically, they're going to have to be put somewhere. And these 10,000 tigers in captivity, just for example, are going to have to, somehow that energy will be shifted so that those tigers and more will be reacclimated to the wild. And what I picture is that these...
Or at least given a place to go until they die.
Right. I picture that these facilities...
Like the Pleiades.
...are setting examples for people that... Like, it's... There's a better way to do this kind of thing. And it's not like what these people are doing are inherently evil, but they have many dark distortions behind what they're doing.
A lot of distortions.
But we've both pictured... like 5D type animal sanctuaries where animals are like, you know, have open space, but they're taken care of. And it's like ones that are able to be in the wild can be in the wild, and ones that require human interaction because they were born with that in their lives will be in that kind of space, but will be given as much wild and natural opportunities as possible. So I think that that's what's going to happen. And hopefully these tigers will be removed from these people's hands and will be put in a situation where they can, that energy can then be put into like restoring the wild populations of them.
And honestly, I think that's what they're really already doing. And the footage of the tigers and so on that we saw in the show was facilities that do exist, likely, and they are probably rescue facilities. Because I used to follow a Vine and YouTube account of a tiger rescue.
So you're saying the ones in the show were totally fake and they weren't breeding them?
It's likely that those were just rescued animals from people who were breeding them, who have been, you know, arrested, and they had to go somewhere, or, you know, pregnant tiger, you know, because that'll happen. I think it's very likely that that was probably very easy to get at this time.
I don't know if I vibe with that, though, because, like, I feel like they, you know, if we're saying that this was produced to help people, to shine light on this, then they shouldn't be manipulating a fake truth, right?
They should.
I know, but we're assuming here that this is like a disclosure.
I'm not assuming that that's the purpose exactly.
Well, to me, if what you're saying is true and it was totally faked and like these people aren't real and they brought in like fake tigers and made it look like something.
Fake tigers.
Well, I know, but you're saying they brought in rescue tigers and then lied to people and told them that these people were breeding them. That doesn't sound like a transparent thing that positive forces would do. I just don't vibe with that in that way, you know?
Okay, well, let's blow it up to another example. QAnon.
if what you're saying is true, I feel like then that would infer that this is a negative group behind the production of this thing. If what you're saying is true.
But, well, is it possible that they could be just, you know,
both. Like, they can't, they aren't completely benevolent angel people, but they have what they need to do, and this was their mission, and they made it, and it's real, and it's impressioning on everybody's brains now. Like, it's, maybe it happened.
But why not go to the straight truth that would help people so much more than making a fake story to be fake transparent?
I think, you know, it needed to be more entertaining and catching for people, because they're trying to really get as many people to watch, and most people won't watch a documentary.
So you think that maybe this story was true, but like several years ago, and I could totally see if these people have been arrested and if they put actors in mm-hmm. to like fill mm-hmm. that role, and they're like retelling the story maybe.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to me.
I could see that.
And then, you know, they made the timing and the writing of it and the of everything more, you know, beautiful and good to right. easy to produce. Like, it's well produced.
Right.
That's how I feel. I was just like getting that really strongly when I was watching, but I was like, okay, show me what else is going to happen. Show me what else is going to happen. Cause it's definitely entertaining. It draws you in.
It was probably the most,
great job.
The most entertaining piece of like television.
It was.
I've watched in like,
years. We watched all episodes in like 2 days. Well, there's only seven, but that's like almost 7 hours of watching, which we don't do.
Right.
So, and I was not expecting to like it or even start watching it. So I don't even remember how we began, but I was just had the feeling.
Well, everybody
we had
was talking about
it.
People were posting about it. And I was like, hey, there's this documentary thing everyone keeps talking about. Let's just watch it and see what it's all about. And then we were blown away.
Yeah. So that's our feelings about that, I guess.
Well, I'm kind of down to wrap this up, and since the sun's going down over here, we can talk about the other few random things in the next episode.
Of course,
like
yeah.
the rabbit stuff.
I hope
and
that.
The moon.
Oh yeah, we wanted to talk. It just Let's, just for your own entertainment, you should look up rabbit in the moon, because there's mythology and lore about a rabbit.
But
being
don't say too much.
In the moon,
I
want to
save it. Don't get too deep into it. Spoilers.
Okay, fine. That's a heads up. Also, one other thing I wanted to say that I wrote down during the briefing where the generals were talking about the drug cartels was that they mentioned the Chinese social media. Like, rumors are being spread through the Chinese social media. And I'm pretty sure that the social medias that we use are actually Chinese. So I feel like it was some kind of like backdoor way, but also very upfront way to say that the Chinese social media is lying to you
right.
about coronavirus, about their numbers, about everything, basically.
Right.
Like, they're spreading lies. But it was almost cheeky. They weren't like, Instagram's lying to you. It was like the Chinese social media, which was very upfront. And if you don't know what the Chinese... That
That's
the Chinese
a very keen
own
point.
These social medias, you'd be like, oh yeah, Chinese social media. We don't even have that. But it's like, nope, pretty sure we do. So I thought that was really interesting. And I don't know if that's true. If maybe I'm just over.
No, that's got like super evidence that Google and Facebook and all the big tech companies have Chinese CCP influence. Like, Q has talked about that a lot with Google, that Eric Schmidt, who owned Google, was going to China and North Korea, and which is ironic because, you know, China censors Facebook and Google. So it's like this weird fake thing they have going on when they really are the influence on them. But it's because it's kind of like a virus that they created that they're like, let's keep that away from our country. We'll keep it over there in the U.S. It's funny because when I was in China, I totally felt that. I was like, I understood why they censored that stuff from a certain perspective. And it was because it was like, they didn't want that virus in their country. Granted, they're putting other viruses in their country, literal and symbolic.
Right.
I'm talking about like the CCP, like the Chinese deep state. But when I was in China, I could feel that like super strong. So, yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
One day the world will be peaceful again, and we'll be able to travel, and all the big cats will be in the right place, and the children, all animals, and everyone will be a divine sovereign being. No one's will be impression on them to a point of enslavement or imprisonment, hopefully. Even all the people who are supposedly going to prison and so on, I still don't really believe in the prison system. I know that there's better ways to do things, and I think that's also going to be coming out with this whole thing too. Like, I went to school to learn about it. Like, there's much more helpful ways to resolve conflict between people than just sending somebody to jail. It's like, you got to do therapy between the two parties and so on. Like, on a soul level, on a oneness level, it makes sense that that's going to have to happen. But we're closing up the space now. We send all the love and light to all the beings who are on the front lines and those of us who are supporting on in the background, I guess. We wish everyone abundance of joy and safety and enlightenment through these times. And
stay safe, stay healthy, stay connected to yourself and your body. Give your loved ones attention and energy. It's a great time to do all of that inner work, since
be outside.
We're staying in, and get outside when you can.
In your yard, in your property, any way you can. Vitamin D.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you guys for sticking around.
Yes, and go check out Hopewell Farm.
Yes.
For your medicinal Link needs.
Down below.
Link down below. Go give them a review on their Facebook page and tell them that we sent you, because we're trying to figure out the people who they're getting are sent from us or not, just for fun.
Tell them
it's
that
really
we sent
not
you.
A competition or anything. We just like to know. It's just fun.
Also, check out our website in the description, divinesovereignbeings.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple different things for sale on there, but namely, we've got Sedona Red Rock Fulgurite, which I've got on my neck here. This is crystallized lightning. Petrified lightning crystal. That's the way I describe it. It's formed when the lightning hits the red earth, instantly solidifies, petrifies, and you get this crystalline structure of an imprint of a lightning bolt. And there's all these little amazing little tubules and all sorts of stuff. And it's made of the Sedona red rock earth. So it's super
the red sand.
Grounding and has electrical energy to it. It's honestly the favorite of, don't tell my other crystals, but it's one of my favorite crystals. I don't think any of the other crystals are out here.
I heard you. I'm telling.
Don't tell them. So yeah, check out our website. We've got pendant sized ones on there. We've got big wand sized ones, that you just have to message us for and we'll figure something out. So, that's a great way to support us if you feel called to supporting us. We could definitely use the support at this time. Otherwise, we have other ways to support us down below. And we have Bitcoin now. If you're one of those Bitcoin people.
Jace wants to play with more Bitcoins. So if you have some to spare, let us know.
Or if you have any advice or you want to talk about it, just hit us up.
He's doing a good job.
Thanks.
I have confidence in your research. He's a smart cookie.
Thanks.
So...
Well, thank you guys again.
Thank you all for being here. We love you all very, very much. And thanks for subscribing, liking, commenting, sharing.
Until next time.